That's what we need. We need like a Blair Witch, the sitcom.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
How did Wendy die? She got carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You are going to hate this. Well, actually, I love this. So, I didn't record, but my...
Oh, fucking...
But my microphone wasn't on. It's fine. We weren't funny. All I did was...
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. You guys didn't miss anything.
No. All I... Actually, that's what we need to start doing.
You... If you turn it off right now, you still won't miss anything.
That's... Actually, I'm like, wow, my little sound guys aren't really going. And I'm like, Wendy? So all you missed was me mispronouncing a very simple word.
Don't worry, she'll do it again.
Yeah. Carbon monoxide poisoning. I have to say it slowly.
That's like when I was little, I couldn't say comfortable. So I had to say comfortable.
Yeah, that's.
But I was three. So, but same.
Yeah, same thing. That'd be easy. Well, that, good. See, we're still bringing you.
I turned my mic off, so let me know if that comes through.
We're still bringing the heat. Look at that. We thought, they're going to miss out on all the mispronunciation of words and all the coughing directly in the microphone. But lucky for you guys, we're consistent.
Lee bad.
Yeah. Yes. We are consistently and uncomfortably bad. Yeah, so you might hear construction sounds. I got my windows open. So who fucking knows? All right. Well, I think so. Here's why I'm first, like, I need an excuse to be out of it. I like how every episode we're like, you guys, so this is what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're like, no, you're just really bad at your jobs and not very funny. Like, it's just, we know, we listen every week. It's just you're not entertaining at all anytime. You don't need to come up with an excuse.
I know.
It's just you.
But like, you guys, we need to go to some kind of like podcast rehab. Like, just admit, look, the first step is admitting that you're powerless over the fact that you're terrible.
The second step is ending your podcast. Yes. End of steps.
Easy. Easiest program in the world.
We should start that. There's a lot of podcasts out.
Oh, yeah, podcast.
I mean, not everyone can have a professionally produced, consistently hilarious podcast like us.
Right. We are...
Hosted by two young and beautiful and very thin women.
So skinny.
Ugh.
Which is why...
Where'd you go? Oh, sorry. Wendy turned to the side and I could not see her for a
moment. I moved the microphone a little bit in front of my body and the whole thing disappeared behind it. So I... So here's my excuse for today. So I went to sleep...
Can someone, if someone cares enough, can you go back through every episode and just and take note of all the different excuses we give for why this week's episode's gonna be shitty?
That'd be funny, like a smash cut, because it's like, it's just different, you know, we're tired, we're, you know, some, like, you missed it, but Megan's got a sunburn, we're gonna talk about that. We have a lot of problems. And this one is, so 4 o'clock this morning, I fell asleep around like midnight, actually 2:23 a.m., thank you, Fitbit, and.
Don't you love that? Oh, I love
so
it.
It's so nice. And
it's like, oh, I laid down at midnight. Oh, well, you didn't go to sleep till 4:40. No. Oh, great, perfect.
And then
you woke up at 5.
Exactly.
Great, fantastic.
So that's what you feel, that's what I'm like, now at least I'm not stressed out when I wake up and feel like I got shot out of a cannon. I now understand why, so I'm not, like, confused. Now I'm just going to feel terrible for the first hour that I wake up, 100% of the time. So I just wake up an hour earlier. Is that helpful?
Thanks, Fitbit. Fitbit, do you want to – we'll talk shit on Noom, and you could
– Yeah.
We'll advertise for you, Fitbit, by exclusively talking about how stupid Noom
yes.
is.
We've had a couple of listeners message, and they were like, the one chick, we got a message from one chick. She was like, oh, my God, I got an ad for Noom while I was listening to your podcast.
Yeah, I got three messages.
Crazy.
From people, like, the day we put, like, being like, what the fuck, like, with screenshots.
Yeah. It's bananas. So I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning because my carbon, my CO2, I'm just going to say, it's not even CO2, that's carbon dioxide, it's the CO, carbon monoxide. So there's this CO detector, and everyone should have one, and it started beeping.
Everyone should have one so you don't sleep.
Right.
If, cause get one, take the batteries out,
well,
or put in old batteries, and then don't sleep all night, and then listen to this podcast. Then you'll get it.
Well, that's what I...
Then you'll get all the hilarious jokes that have... That maybe you didn't think were funny.
So, yeah, exactly. Well, you have to, that's the problem. Where now we're finding out, like, oh, the real reason is you've been high as a kite. So, I do want to show you, look, Megan, I took the battery out. I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So, it's a carbon monoxide alarm. And, like, I'm sleeping, and then I hear this beeping sound, and I just thought, like, oh, something's out of batteries. I thought it was maybe my smoke detector or, you know, some other bullshit thing that you don't really need.
Yeah. Some useless piece of equipment.
Yeah, and so I'm like, it's not the fire. I'm like, it's okay. It's not the smoke detector. I'm supposed to fire alarm. I live in a school. It wasn't the fire alarm. And so I go, and I see the little thing, and I'm like, oh, so I just hit reset. Now, there are two lights on here. One lights up when it says operate, and the other red light comes on when it says alarm, move to fresh air. So I see a red light blinking. I'm like, it's probably fine. I just need to change the batteries. And so I look. So I just pulled it out of the wall, popped a battery out, and I looked at it. And I'm like, I wonder which light was blinking. I should look at this. Because I have the AC going because it's fucking hot outside. So I put the battery back in, and immediately it starts beeping. And it was the move to fresh air light. So it wasn't the operate light, which I would assume maybe that was the battery one. Who knows? So it's the move to fresh air light, and I'm like, oh, I have to wake up in like 2 hours anyway. So instead, I just opened my windows, turned off my AC, and put my face close to the fresh air.
Still would not get out of my bed.
No.
But I did put my face close to fresh air.
Yeah, I'm like, what am I going to call? I'm like, I'm not going to, and then I like, and then I lay down, and I'm like, this should be fine. But then 15 minutes after I lay down, I'm like, I should look this up on the internet and see, like, am I going to die? What's happening? So then I spent 40.
I mean, yes,
right.
You will die
at some point. But so then I looked up the manufacturer, and my suspicions were correct. It was like if it beeps, you know, the operate light will blink. That means change batteries. But if it's to move to fresh air, like that's you need to call someone. And I'm like, well, that's 4:30 in the morning. There's not no one's gonna come save me. When I lost the keys to my apartment, and it was on a weekend, and I called my building manager, he was like, yeah, I don't really work on the weekends. And he lives.
Does he live in the building?
No, I fucking wish. He lives 3 blocks away. And I was like, okay, well, but I
need keys.
But I need to get in the building. And he goes, okay, well, the super's off on the weekends. I don't normally do this. He goes, but.
Oh, what a great guy. What a real stand-up guy.
Yeah, he's like, I don't normally do this, but, you know, I'm going to. Come out there, and he made a big fucking deal about bringing me my keys, and I want to be like, you live, I told him, I'm walking home, I just realized I didn't have my keys, and I didn't lose them, I left them in the Buffalo Exchange changing room, this was a while ago, and here's, I do want to say this, a lot of people talk shit on OCD, and I know that it's not a good habit to have, I have my keys on a bungee cord, I get made fun of, I wear them on my arm, I was with my friend Mara the other day, she's like, what are you, a janitor, put your fucking keys away, and I'm like, I get nervous. If I do not physically see them, I'm going to leave. I like to have them on my person.
Yeah, I put my keys. I have a hair tootle.
Yeah.
That I wrap, that I just put on my keychain.
Yeah, we're the same.
Hair tie.
Yeah, we both have the little wrist things.
Insane. We're both fucking stupid, and we'll lose all of our things if we don't constantly see them.
Right. Well, maybe that is right. I was going to say, no, but it's good because the one time I didn't do that. Which I'm like, oh, maybe this proves your point that we are very dumb. The one time that I didn't have my
exactly.
keys, I Buffalo Exchange, and I normally have my keys on my wrist, and I was like, Wendy, you need to break this habit. They're in your bag. You don't need to look at them and have them on you before you leave. They're in your bag. you put them in your bag.
That's so funny.
And I was like, yeah, I'm beating OCD. And then I walked. I left the Buffalo Exchange, got on the train to come home. And while I was on the train, I'm like, okay, I made it to the train. I was like, you know what? Great job. And now your reward is you get to put your keys on your wrist. That was my.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they were not anywhere to be found. And then I had a full-blown panic. And then it looked like I was dating for a crack rock. I'm just freaking out on the train. So anyway, if you have OCD, don't take medication. Keep doing what you're doing. Your hands are dirty. Everything is germs.
Yeah. And check your carbon monoxide detector. You're going to die.
Yeah. Again, now see, I have OCD for dumb. Well, the key thing is not a dumb thing, but I have OCD for like, you know, sometimes I'll like count my teeth with my tongue when I'm bored. That's like a neurotic OCD, but I don't have OCD for stuff like this where it's like, change your batteries.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when I get anxious.
You count your teeth. I can't do it anymore because fucking technology, but I used to, on the phone, I'd like do little figure eight patterns around the numbers or like on a remote control, and I'd have to do it in a certain way. I think everybody's a little OCD. Everybody does like kind of weird shit.
Yeah, well, I was like, okay, you count your teeth, you psycho. I make figure eights anytime I see numbers.
They have to be risey uppy buttons, though.
Okay.
I'm getting fucking dumber by the day, I swear to God.
Maybe the carbon monoxide. See, I did it. Fuck. Why can I not say that word? I'm being poisoned.
I want you to never say it right.
And if there is CO gas, there we go, coming out, it's very close to where I am right now, which would be my gas stove, which is directly behind me. Let me move so you can check out my gas stove.
Perfect. Oh, perfect. Oh, good, good, good. Get real close to it. Can you just record? Can you put the cup of pens on the stove?
Yeah.
Breathe deeply.
Because my eyes, the last couple of days, I'm like, my eyes are real watery. And I'm like, well, it's the heat. Maybe it's the sunscreen in my eyes. And then I changed the air purifier filter, which was just all cat hair. And, and then this morning, well, it was whatever. So, I mean,
thank God it's Monday, because otherwise, the building manager would be like, listen, it's the weekend. If you make it to Monday, give me another call. I'll see what
I know.
Can do.
Well, that's, I'm in it. Well, I don't know for sure. So I bought batteries today so I was like, just lay down. I'm like, at this point, you're not going to be dead in 3 hours. I don't think. I Googled that. So that's how I got a real restful little sleep after I woke up from my alarm, because instead of going right to sleep, I Googled all the different ways people die from CO poisoning and how long it takes, just to make sure. I'm like, but I could buy. I got like at least 4 hours if I'm buying an open window, right? Because I am sleepy.
Well, that's the great thing about carbon monoxide poisoning is you'll just get more sleepy.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Because I'm like, well, I don't feel tired. I'm like, I don't know if that's the anxiety from impending death. Who knows? Anyway, I bought batteries, and I was going to replace new batteries before we started recording. And I'm like, I don't want to know. It's like an AIDS test. I'm like, I'd rather just fucking not find out. So when we get done recording, I'm going to put the new batteries in, and if it still beeps, then I got to call the building manager.
I think you should anyways.
Yeah, I might. Whatever.
Well, you should
anyways. I know, but it is. I feel my eyes are like, it's crazy.
It's how Weird Al's parents died. It's very serious.
Did they really?
Yes.
How? See, that was good acting, because you said that right before we started recording.
I know. That was really
Did
good acting.
Did they really? And I have a Weird Al tattoo.
Yeah. What great acting. Yeah. Jesus.
Really? Tell me more.
Oh, that's it. That's exclusively. That's as much as I know about that
Yeah,
story.
No, it's really serious.
The end.
Yeah, no, it's really serious. I was reading about it.
But I don't think as many people die of carbon monoxide poisoning as, like, they should.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Like, it seems like a thing that would happen more than it does.
Right.
It's like, I don't understand why there aren't more, gas explosions in apartment buildings with gas stoves. Because I'm like, people are very dumb.
Mm-hmm.
People are very dumb.
Yeah. People are very stupid. Well, I don't know if I told you this. This was when I first moved in. The guy, like, close, he lives a floor above me. Something happened. He's like on the phone. He's getting ready to leave. And he goes, hey, do you have the building manager's number or whatever? And I'm like, I go, yeah, I have. Here's him. And this is the super's number. I go, why? What's up? And he goes, my stove is like overheating and making crazy sounds. It's like pumping out all this stuff. And I'm like, he goes, it's like crackling and it's overheating. And I said to him, you should call the fire department.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, that was, yeah, he's like, it's just, it's weird. It's like pumping out. It just smells like gas in there. Like, it's crazy. So I was going to call the building manager. I'm like, you should call the fire department.
I got to take a nap first.
That's what he, well, he was like, yeah, well, I'm supposed to meet my buddy over there. But I mean, I'm like, you, this is why you are a man in his 50s who's living in the same building I'm living in. Because, like, I know why I'm living in this apartment building. And it's great, and I'm happy to be here. And, you know, and everyone can make their own life choices. But you have to, like, own it and understand. It's like, okay, this is why I had to get in a building where they, like, we do short-term leases. We don't really check any references. You just need to have money.
It's furnished.
Right. But I understand. I'm like, I understand why I'm in this building. And that's why when I see my people that live in this building, it's like a shame. It's not like a, hey, neighbor, we're like.
No one makes eye contact.
Right, we're all like, hi. We kind of look down. We're like, I don't want to associate with these people.
Yeah. Gross.
People cannot get their fucking act together. They got to live here. But yeah, so people are not very responsible here. And I was like, the whole building's going to explode. So he's like, oh, I'm like, yeah, the fire department for that. If you smell a crazy gas leak, that's not like a sink leak.
Well, because that's the thing. In an apartment, like, they will show up so fast. Yeah. Like, I had a gas leak in my old apartment in L.A., and I called the building manager. He came that day. The gas company was there in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Like, they'll cancel. If it's a gas leak, they will cancel, like, appointments to go turn on somebody's gas or turn off somebody's gas or whatever the fuck. Like, they'll get there immediately. Because yeah. That could kill a lot of fucking
right.
people if there's a gas leak and somebody fucking lights a match
yeah.
or goes to fucking turn their pilot light on. It's like, oh, now a quarter of a city block
right.
is destroyed. It's like in a movie, right? Like a tiny bit of gas will like level a city.
Yes. Well, it's like in the show 9-1-1 that I still have not seen, but I know you love it.
We're behind. We got it. Thank you for reminding me. We've been so busy.
I saw a commercial for it on TV when I was at the gym, and I was like, and I thought it was like a spoof. I thought it was a preview for like a spoof
yes!
movie. And then I was going to try to videotape, but it was like off in time. But it was like the craziest thing. Like, this looks like a spoof show. And then I'm like, oh, this is the fucking show Megan was talking about.
Yeah, it's the best show.
Yeah.
Ugh. Jennifer Love Hewitt's husband came back and stabbed a guy and kidnapped her. Ugh.
Oh, really?
It's just, it's the best show on television.
And Jennifer Love.
I hope it never gets canceled.
Yeah.
I mean, Jennifer Love Hewitt's on it. I don't need to say anything more.
Yeah. She did that show, what was it, like the Black Book or the whatever, where it was like a sex mistress, a sex worker mistress show?
What?
She did some show on Lifetime. Sorry, my eyes are watering. I know we're joking about the CO thing, but I think it might be real. My eyes are like, they're like puff swelling up. Could be lack of sleep.
I think maybe we should stop recording.
No, you know what?
And you should deal with
this. No. Let's.
I think so.
No, look, we're gonna. This is not. I'm not gonna die when we do this. Let's do this. And it's probably fine. I'm imagining it.
Yeah, but I would rather like if we like break, and then like you can call your super, and then we can like come back, and figure this out.
Yeah, but we have.
I think this is dangerous.
Like,
I think we're being funny, but, like, if you're actually having a physical reaction.
Yeah, let me plug the new batteries in, and then let's just do it, and I can just edit it out. So, look. I'm going to plug.
Do it live. Oh, you're deaf?
Yeah. So, I'm going to plug these batteries in, and while I'm putting my new batteries in, how was your weekend?
You got a bit of a sunburn. You want to talk about
yeah.
that? Is it Shark Week, by the way?
Yes.
Like, Jen, is it Shark Month or Shark Week?
Okay. Why?
Because there's sharks on TV, so I was curious.
Well, you know what? I saw it is Shark Week, and I saw last night, and I was really irritated. Now, people listening to the show are very smart, and this is smart programming. But a lot of people are very dumb, and this thing on Discovery Channel, instead of just, like, a regular Shark Week thing where it's, like, actual, like, an actual shark hunt and, like, showing cool, scary shit, they did it's, like, a fake reality show buddy two-hour thing with Joel McHale, I forget his last name. He's on Blackish, Rob Riggle, and some other guy, and they're, like, and some other fucking...
Oh, and...
I mean.
Anthony Anderson?
Anthony Anderson, yes. I almost said Ashdown.
Preston loves him.
Anthony Anderson.
Preston loves
is
him.
So funny.
He, like, can't watch. He just smiles the whole time he sees Anthony Anderson on television.
That's very sweet.
like he's just very content living in a world where Anthony Anderson exists.
Yeah, he's great. But they're doing this thing, and it's like a fake, it's like a mock reality show. It's like a mock.
And they're like fake shark people?
Well, no, they're like, hey, they're their famous selves. But they're like, hey, so Rob organized this cool, this like cruise. We're going to go on this cool vacation together, just like a boys week. And they're like, yeah. And then like close, like,
oh,
it's,
God.
And it's like, you think we're bad at doing a show and talking as if we are ourselves. These assholes are terrible.
What is it? And then there's a shark attack?
No, so this is how it opens. So these guys, and they're all doing, like confessionals.
I'm so angry and confused by this. I'm like, so it's on Shark Week?
It's on Discovery Channel, so it's for Shark Week. But it's like, so it's these guys are like, Rob Riggle, this is what we just, famous people just all hang out together. It's like, fucking, first of all, you guys don't hang out together. You are the people that just accepted the amount of money they were paying.
Yeah, you're like, sure, we'll take it.
Yeah. So they're like, we're all buds. And the last time Rob organized one of these, he's like, you know, he said it was a weekend away, and he made us help him build a deck. So they're like riffing on like funny things.
Oh God,
it's so bad. And I was, it's like 911 where it's somewhere where I'm like, this is so bad. I don't even know, but I have to watch this.
I have to stop watching, or I have to keep watching.
I assume that's why people listen to this show, because they're like, this is...
Yeah, exactly. They're like, I can't stop. It's so bad. When are they going to figure this out?
It's like the same thing as, like, you know when you have, like, something that smells really, like, terrible, like a fart or, like, food goes bad, and you're like, oh, my God, this smells terrible. Here, you give it?
Yeah, and you make... Yeah, this is gross. Yeah. Here, eat it.
That's...
So, wait. What the fuck does it have to do with Shark Week?
So, I think they're...
Do they learn about sharks?
No, they go on a...
They
go on a shark.
Do they become sharks?
Yes.
I don't get it.
They become sharks, and then they're Katy Perry's backup dancers forever, and that's the twist. It's actually... Was it Black Mirror I was watching? I forget what it is.
Yeah.
But so, I don't even... But so they show up, and they're like, it's going to be a great weekend, and they get to this dock, and Rob Riggle is standing in front of this huge... There's a huge yacht. With, like, a bunch of hot chicks and people, like, dancing on it and music. And they're like, all right, great. This is going to be great. And he's like, you guys, I'm so excited. It's going to be the best weekend of our lives. And they're like, we can't wait. And so then they're like, all right, let's get on the boat. And as they start walking towards the boat, surprise, the yacht pulls out and starts, I almost said swimming away. So it pulls out to sea, and it goes away. And behind it, and then that big yacht is reveals a tiny little dinghy, like, boat specifically made
for,
like, looking at sharks. I don't even know how they know this, because it didn't say shark boat or anything on it like that. That moves, and there's a smaller boat, and they all go, what? And then Joel McHale's like, we thought we were going on a yacht with a bunch of girls, but we got a shark boat? I'm like, first of all, how the fuck would you even know? Anyway, so that's when I turned it off. But it is Shark Week. Look,
I don't... Oh, Jesus
Christ. Oh, sorry.
Christ. I'm trying to learn about this terrible show.
Hold on. So I put new batteries in, and then I hit test reset, and let's see what happens. It's probably fine.
So far, nothing.
Yeah. Well, it beeped as soon as I put batteries in, but that could just mean, hey, thanks for feeding me.
Thank you. So yummy. I'm full.
So now here's where we see, oh, it hasn't beeped. This is actually, okay. So.
What did it beep, though?
Move to fresh air. Let me hit test reset. Oh, whatever, it's fine. It's probably fine.
I think I would really, really like you to call someone right now. I really would.
Well, you know, and... actually, and I have...
I mean, this would be great for ratings.
Right. Now, I've got your audio.
If you could die of carbon monoxide right now.
Yeah. Now, I've got your audio, and you... Not mine, but I do have your audio before I learned how to turn my microphone on. Okay. That's the... But remember when we were talking about earlier how we should have, like, a Blair Witch podcast? This is it.
This is it. We're doing
it
right now. Blair Witch sitcom. Oh my God, did we just say a word at the same time? Yeah. Are you dead right now?
So, oh, maybe it really is carbon monoxide.
Okay, I am going to, physically
stop this.
I am going to close my computer and you are calling
someone.
Yeah,
let's stop. I'm going to call my building manager and then, I just text them. They don't respond to phone calls.
Well, let's do both. This seems important. Okay. Let's do both.
So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to call someone and then we're going to start recording and figure this out. So,
oh my God.
Don't go anywhere. I know, it's fucking up our whole day schedule. This is a nightmare. All right. So I text to the building and he gets back to me on text right away. So I just texted him.
Oh, yeah, it's Monday. He's working.
Right. So I texted him. And I was like, hey, it's Wendy in this apartment. And I told him, hey, my CO alarm is going off. The detector's going off. And I replaced the batteries and hit reset, and it still is blaring increasingly. Like, I don't know if when we stopped recording, you heard it was beeping like maybe 20, 30 seconds. In the time that in the last 5 minutes.
Beep, 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 beep,
it
beep.
Was every, like, chirping like every, like, 5-7 seconds. So I just took the battery out because we can't have that going on. I mean, it was funny for the first.
Oh, did you guys enjoy that? Did you guys enjoy that really loud, annoying beep? Yeah, I bet you did. Well, how about for the next 20 minutes, we're going to be silent and we'll just put those batteries back in.
Yep. So I text him and I'm like, just to let him know, I said, I took the batteries out. I did everything I'm supposed to do because I don't want to be a problem. This is a great apartment. I'm going to try to get kicked out. And, yes, Sebastian, honey, could you go by the window, please? That's what I'm worried about. Kitty? Oh, and I turned my air purifier on, so if you guys can hear that sound, that's... I'm honestly more worried about the cat. That was the other part. It was made it hard to sleep because I was, like, trying to wrestle him and put his face by the window.
Which I'm sure he loved.
Yeah. So I texted him. I go, hey, this alarm's going off. And I said I changed the batteries. I did everything I'm supposed to do, and it's beeping. And it's the light. I wanted to make sure he wasn't like, you make sure to check this light. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Said,
yeah.
And it's blinking.
Fucking women.
Yeah, this fucking broad. It's blinking right out. Are you sure it's just not your tampon leaking all over the ground?
Yeah. Are you on your period?
Huh? Maybe that's the alarm. Get to fresh air. Yeah, that's because it probably smells like a fuck.
Yeah, your pussy.
Hello. I mean, yeah, once you air that place out, it is Shark Week. You know what I mean? I don't need...
Rob Riggle's going to come over.
He's going to be there with Joel McHale, Anthony Anderson.
And Anthony Anderson.
Some other two guys I can't remember. This apartment smells like chum. So I tell him all
that. So he said all that. That was when we were reading the transcript of the text.
Again, we're good actors. That was a cold read.
That was a cold read.
I sent that to Megan. I'm like, okay, here, just I'm going to send.
That's a professional term. You guys wouldn't get it. You know who would get it? Rob Riggle, Joel McHale,
Anthony Anderson.
Two other guys.
So he tells me, he responds to me, yeah, it's probably just the batteries probably just need to be replaced. I'll send the handyman. And I said, okay, thank you. But also, and I had to say a second time, I just put new batteries in and hit reset, and the red light is blinking under the words that say, alarm, move to fresh air. Like,
and he goes, I heard you. You're on your period. Okay. God. Fucking dumb broads.
And so he said, oh, so then I said, so maybe the whole unit needs to be replaced, which I know that's not true. I know that that's not how this works.
Yeah.
I go, so maybe the whole unit needs to be replaced?
But guys, this is for our male listeners, this is a classic example of us saying things, of women saying things, because you talk to us like idiots. So then we ask questions instead of making statements so you could be the one with the right answer.
Correct. Yep, that's exactly. Because it's like, I said maybe the whole unit needs...
Because that's not how it fucking works.
Yeah.
you dumb whore. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just a woman on my period, and I don't.
Yeah. So, but wait.
Just me and my bleedy pussy are in here dying of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, so the hey, sorry to bother you. So sorry to bother you. I am.
Yeah, I am actively dying from carbon monoxide poisoning. I am so sorry. Am I being too loud?
Yeah. Am I being loud?
Let me make myself real small.
And I don't want to come off like a B word. But I'm actively, my eyes are watering and I can feel my spinal fluid getting thicker. I don't know if that's a word to describe, but I feel tightness around my cervical spine. Anyway, call me back.
Oh, did you say your cervix? Yeah, that's probably your fucking pussy blood getting all clotted up in your spine.
So
I'll put my dick in there. That'll fix everything.
Sounds like you need some new batteries.
In your pussy.
Right up that ass. So I said, so are you saying, I said, so maybe the whole unit needs to be replaced?
Yeah.
Which is like not the case.
Winky face.
But again, yeah, as a woman, that's so, yeah, men are like, why don't you, but see, and either way, your fuckers will be like, why, see, that's like women are weak, and why don't you just say, but if I were to assert myself, no one would come help me.
Yeah, exactly.
If you know so much wrong, you just fucking fix it.
Yeah, yep.
So I said, maybe the whole unit needs to be replaced, question mark. And he said, okay, yeah, I'll have him do that. And that's not what I was going for. I was trying to lead him to the response of,
yeah,
oh, no.
Maybe I'm dying right now.
Right. He said, I'll have him do that. And then I asked another question. I said, is it possible that there might actually be a CO leak?
Except.
It's in question. Format. I swear to God, I'll show
he's
you.
Probably like, Colorado isn't leaking into your apartment. He's like, this fucking stupid bitch.
I said, are you sure is it possible that there's a carbon monoxide leak? Is that even?
And he's I know, sounds crazy.
Right.
That the carbon monoxide detector would be doing its job. I know.
It sounds weird. And again, I don't want to be a bitch. I know, you've got a wife.
I don't want to be a bother.
Right.
I don't want to bother you. Hey, building manager. It's after 9 a.m. on a Monday. I know you're at work, at your job as a building manager, specifically my building manager. I don't want to bother you with something so stupid like my possible death.
Right. I know. I don't want to, but you know you have other things to do, like not respond to emails.
I imagine he's just chain smoking cigarettes somewhere.
I probably in the building, right? He's probably in the unit beneath me just chain smoking cigarettes. That's why he's.
That's why the alarm's going
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's the poisoning. He's like, yeah, this fucking broad. It's 9
So what did he say when you said that?
So he said, well, he didn't respond to that. And then I said, so he didn't respond. And then my next question was, is there any way he can check to see if there is a leak? And then he responded, yeah, I'll have him do that. I mean,
oh my God.
News.
Enjoy a sound night's sleep tonight.
Can you, I mean, it's like my first thought was like, oh, he's going to tell me call the fire department because the fire department actually could come and they would, because I don't even know how they would I imagine, because I'm like, well, how would they test for it? Oh, this alarm is actually, that's what its job is. So the alarm's job is to say, oh, there's shit leaking. Anyway, so I don't know when he's going to be here.
Maybe never.
Yeah, who knows? Whatever. Look. It's fine. I'll just get high. I got another mug to make. So when I make.
Oh, yeah, guys. Buy our mugs.
Yeah. I'm actually. So these took longer than I thought they were going to take to make and then dry. But I got them because I was like, I'm like, let me like make them look nice. And so I'm actually.
Oh, are you saying the one I made didn't look nice?
I am trying to say that.
The one that I scribbled on at a farmer's market.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Writing pussy fart gang on, trying not to make sure, like, anyone else saw what I was writing on this cup of pens.
Yeah, it is a weird thing because I'm, like, I'm writing it, and I'm, like, should I make it, like, not, should I make it kind of unintelligible? Because if people are going to take this to their work or use it, so I draw a picture.
I think people are buying them just to break them.
Just.
It's very cathartic for them.
It's like an anger thing. It's like those places where you can go to, like, throw axes or break shit.
Oh. And I know, and we're going to talk about how you guys should buy our our merch. We've said this before. We know it's lame to rate and review, but it'd be cool if you guys did. But again, and I feel insane having to say this, if perhaps you listen and don't like it, do not do that. Don't rate and review.
Right.
Just do it if you like it. If you don't like it, shut it off.
You just stop listening to it.
Go unplug your carbon monoxide detector, stop listening, and see what happens. But yeah, guys, like, don't, if you don't like it, please don't give us a one-star review, because that actively hurts us, not helps.
Well, but if they don't like the show, then they want to hurt us. So that means they're just like a negative person.
Who dislikes the show that much?
Well, and it's weird to me, but this is the kind of the culture.
Oh, those are like Yelp people kind of. Oh, I have a story.
Well, that's the culture we live in. Most people, you go somewhere, and like if you get really good service, a lot of times people don't say, hey, this is great service. That's,
I know, it's terrible.
People only respond if they like hate something. So, you know, apparently we make a lot of people don't like it. And guess what? You don't have to listen to the show. You just can stop listening to it.
But listen to it and like it.
But if you do listen to it and you do like it, yeah, please go give us a nice review and 5 stars, please, because that helps us to balance out the fucking cunts on their goddamn periods.
It's like fucking Yelp. I'm just like, shut up.
Yeah.
Never go back to the restaurant. This happened. I can't believe I forgot. Sorry, we were so distracted by Wendy's impending death.
Yeah, I might die. Go give us a nice review.
Speaking of Yelp and bad reviews, we got our first, like, angry customer.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, so let me... So I remember after she called me to complain, she took a business card. Let me... Oh, this is like...
I am pissed.
Oh, it was... Oh, you're pissed? You've worked in customer service. I've worked in customer service. Preston has never had to deal with anything like this. I thought he was going to, like, have a fucking aneurysm.
Really?
So this woman, and I totally remember, she came up, she was crazy. She was crazy. I knew we get a lot of crazy people. It's a farmer's market. You've worked at farmer's market. A lot of crazy people. So she comes up, and she gets 3 pies. And she gets 2 vegetarian ones, which were like the lentil sloppy Joe thing, and then chicken mole. And she leaves. She's crazy. Like, overly sharing type of crazy. Like, telling me about her diseases and you know what I mean? Like, just like, I'm like, okay.
Right.
So she leaves. I get a call from a 314 number on my phone, which I answer. Because that's the fucking area code here. So now I have to answer 314 numbers all the time.
Oh, that's annoying.
In case it's like a business. Because it's like somebody owns a catering order or something.
Right.
So she calls and she's like, Megan? And I was like, yeah? And she's like, hi, this is... I was there. And, you know, I just... They were terrible. And I was like, oh my God, really? I am so sorry. Like... Okay. And she goes, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe I just have really high standards or I'm very particular.
What?
Oh, no, 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 no. She goes, she goes, yeah, like, you know, I thought it came with a sauce. And I was like, yeah, they did. They come with a relish. I gave you relish. And she goes, yeah, it looked spicy, so I didn't want it. And she goes, yeah, you said it was spicy. And I was like, oh, no, I said the chicken mole was a little spicy. I was like, the relish, it's a lot of peppers, but it's not really spicy. She goes, oh, okay, well, maybe I'll try, maybe. But, yeah, it was just, like, it was really dry. But, like, it was so undercooked and, like, not flaky. Like, she's saying things where I'm like, these are all very contradictory statements.
Correct.
But whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like... I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, we've never had a complaint. Like, people buy stuff. We have regulars that come back every week. Like, people buy one thing and come back and be like, oh, can I get more?
Right, and it's like, so you don't like this. So, great. So, don't. Yeah. So, just fucking don't come back.
Exactly. Then she goes, yeah, and then the other one, the meat one, I opened the bag and it's like, you know, a lot of the filling came out. And I go, oh, no, that's not the filling. The chicken mole, it's like a really, really wet filling because of the mole sauce. So, it's like, when we cook it, some of the mole, because we have to cut a slit in it, and so some of the sauce boils out. And she goes, yeah, I don't think that was the problem. I just think it wasn't properly sealed. And I know. And I'm like, okay. So I'm on the phone, and I'm just like, you fuck, okay. And I go, okay, well, what do you want to do? I was like, what do you, because she keeps going. Like, she just keeps complaining and how bad it was. And so I interrupt her, and I was like, okay, well, what do you want me to do here? I was like, do you want to come get your money back?
Right.
Because, like, I don't know what, where this is going.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to give you anything for free.
You're not getting anything for free, and you obviously don't
like
it.
I'll give you your money back. Yeah. And she goes, oh, well, I mean, I walk there, and I don't really feel like walking back. And I was like, oh, you can come back next week. I was like, no worries. I was like, I remember you. I was like, just remind me your name, and I'll give you your money back. And she's like, oh, okay. She goes, do you want me to, save the pies in the fridge? And I was like, oh, no, that's okay. You don't have to return them. So then I tell Preston, who loses his fucking mind, because he's like never, he's like this fucking bitch, because he's like never,
right?
He's never worked customer service, he's never worked in a restaurant, so he has never had that, like, somebody fucking tells you you're a piece of shit, and, you know, you're the worst waitress and human person they've ever met, and their food's terrible, and it's all your fault.
Right.
And you have to just be like, okay. Well, you have a great day. Thanks so much.
Yep. You have to be like, well, okay. Like, that's like what I love about any, like.
So it was a good learning experience for him.
Well, that's why you and I are the same, like when you call customer service, if you've never worked in customer service, like, so, but to call, like, a call center is a perfect example because that's your job, is you deal with that all day. All day you're just like.
Yeah. People yelling at you. So you just have. That's why every time I'm like, I get, if it's they're really nice, I always like call.
Yeah. If there's like a survey.
Like, this person was great.
Because, yeah, you have to be like, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And then how can we resolve this? Because she's talking, but it's when some people, and I was talking about this the other day with, like, about Yelp reviews. But it's like, we were talking about this. Some people are just have shitty attitudes in life.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. They just complain about everything. And they feel like they need to, like, share their negativity and pass it on. It's like, no. And I'm sure she doesn't have a lot of friends. So to get you on the phone and be like, let me describe to you.
Yeah, how much I hated your product. She's like, I mean, if I was at a restaurant, I would have sent it back. And I'm like, okay. Like, I get it. She could totally really think all those things she said.
Right.
But I did, like, get off the phone with her, go over to the fucking, like, took out a pie, broke it in half. It was very flaky, and the filling, it wasn't dry. Like, the filling was not dry, right. And the crust was flaky. But whatever. But Preston was so pissed. And then we were talking about it, and we realized she paid in tokens. She paid in 10 $1 tokens.
Oh, yes. So.
Yeah. So I'm giving her 10 $1 tokens.
Good. Good. Yep.
And she can use them at the market. So I already told the market manager, because I'm like, oh, this bitch thinks she's going to come back and get 10 bucks for me, and that's not going to happen.
That is scam city.
I know, right? oh, we are like, I am excited.
That's,
I'm going to tell her, because I'm sure she's going to say something about getting the coins back, and I'm like, yeah, well, luckily you called me early enough. I didn't turn them in for cash from the market manager, so I was able to hold on to him for
I
them.
Love you. I want.
I know. Aren't you? How hard are you right now?
Fuck. I'm so hard.
It's
wish.
So infrequently that you get to, like, and I'm going to be very nice to her. I told Preston, I was like, I'm going to give her a free cookie.
Ugh.
I'm going to give her a free shortbread cookie and be like, I'm so sorry for that you didn't like the pies.
Which market?
Try us again sometime.
Which market does she go to? Which day?
I'm not going
to
say.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, to ask her to come when I'm going to be there in a couple weeks.
Could you hold off? Could you not come back for 2 weeks?
Yeah. I want press and look. And again, I like it. Like, some people are just negative and just it's bad to spread negativity. I'm like, fuck this cunt. I want press and videotape it. And we're good.
Oh, the people next to us, because our friends who are like another place in the market just happened to walk over to like say hey because they didn't have anyone at their booth for a minute, like right after. So Preston's like fuming and I explain what happens. She was like, whatever, people. And then like another woman who was by us like told us a story about like when a guy like she gave him a sample and he like almost threw up. Like he was like fake throwing up in her trash can. Because we were talking about how like I was like no matter how many people come up and like come every single fucking week.
Right.
And buy shit or like buy one pie and then come back and I'm like, oh my God. Or like, you know, come back and buy more. It doesn't matter. It's the fucking one star review. It's this lady.
Right.
Being like, everything about it was terrible. It was awful. It was dry and undercooked and gross and shit. And it looked dumb and I hate it. Like, that's, I will never forget that. Well, I mean, Preston really will never forget that specifically because he's that's the first experience like that he's ever had. So he's going to fucking, this will flash on his deathbed. This will be one of the moments in his life he sees.
Well, but it's got to make you at least feel, well, first of all, you know that your product is great and you know she's full of shit. But then also to realize that she paid with tokens is like, oh, so she's just, look, that's what her MO is. She pays with these tokens, complains to get whichever vendor to be like, I'll give you money back, and then hope she can come back and get $10 cash to spend on fucking whatever. Cigarettes. Well, cigarettes and booze.
Cigarettes and booze. Well, that was, like, Preston's so excited. Like, he's like, and I told him, I was like, I'm dealing with it. You're not saying anything.
Oh, my God.
You're not saying anything. Like, people in the market are like, I can't wait for her to come back. They're, like, so excited. Because I'm like, I'm just going to, Preston's not allowed to say a fucking word because he'll get so mad. And I'm going to give her back her coins and a free cookie and be like, I'm so sorry you didn't like our product. Hope you give us another try sometime.
Yep.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Like. That's great. That's great.
Oh.
I'm so excited for that. I am so thrilled. This is the. Oh,
Wendy just did like a Rosie the Riveter, like
fist pump.
Fucking fist pump in the air.
It's nice. Ah. Well, the thing is, it's fun. Like, here's. Again, we're very positive people and we like to only spread positive energy and it's not going to be. But it's so nice.
Fuck this lady.
Fuck this fucking cunt. I mean, but it is the sweetest feeling, especially when you can be, like, passive-aggressive and, like, sugary, sweet, nice to someone who's a piece of shit. And when you because at first you're like, oh, when someone's shitty and you're like, oh, am I wrong? And then you realize, oh, no, I'm not wrong. Not only are you wrong, but you're trying to fuck me out of money.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. And I'm going to do it with a smile. And and there's nothing. And in order to keep up their part of their little facade, they have to just be like, great, super, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like so, I'm so excited. And it's this crazy, really awesome feeling because this is my fucking business. So I can handle this however I want to.
Yes.
Like I don't have to like clear anything with a manager or be like, hey, this is the situation. Like I'm just like, cool, yeah, no worries. Here's your 10 coins back, lady. Goodbye.
Dude.
Here's a free cookie. Have a good day. I'm going to tell you, I hope you give us another try. I hope you never come back here.
Right.
We will not sell anything to you again. Because I'm not going to deal with this again.
I love, you should start, what you need to do is jot down these little notes now as far as like the manual. Because when you guys expand and you have employees, I would love to read your training manual. Where it's just like, the customer is never right. Possibly, these are the different types of customers that we have, and it's all just like different levels of asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is, we have a flaming cunt. Now, how we deal with this? Everyone, repeat, we have it on like a big overhead projector. Passive aggression. Okay.
Yeah.
Who can give me an example of being passive aggressive? When if you have.
I love that this posits a world where we become like TGI Fridays and just have. Locations all over the country.
Yeah, well, you got to train your employees because that's important. You want to have the same customer service experience everywhere you go. So it's like, okay, look.
Bad customer service.
If you're just a
regular person.
Right.
If you're the type of person who listens to a podcast and likes it and gives it a 5-star review.
Yeah.
Great. If you're the type of person that listens to a podcast and goes, I don't like it, and instead of just silently walking away and deleting it from your life, you feel the need to go and give it a 1-star review, then you'll get bad customer service.
Yeah. Then you will get a dry pie. I will purposely.
That's what Wendy calls her pussy.
Yeah, a dry pie.
Now that she's dying of carbon monoxide poisoning. Everything's very dry.
I know. Well, everything's good, except my eyes are very wet, which is nice. They're just they don't feel like they're not leaking, but they're just like swelling closed. Anyway, I feel great.
Oh, that's good.
And Sebastian's right next to me. So I do like this. I tried to get him to go by the window, but it's almost as if he doesn't.
But he goes, Mom, we're dying. Let's die together.
Right. It's almost as if he doesn't understand English. Sebastian, go get fresh air by the window.
When is this guy going to get here?
Who knows? I kind of thought it was going to happen while we were recording, and I was like, this will be great. I'll just leave the mic on. And
I wanted that to happen, but I did not think that was going to happen. Yeah. Having dealt with
Sebastian,
many.
Sebastian, hold on. Kitty, I love you. Come here. I love you, and you're so handsome, but you cannot walk on the keyboard. He had himself perched right behind, like he was laying on the desk, wrapped himself around my little stand where I have my cup of pens. It's actually the cup of pens I'm using right now to record this. I'm testing it out to make sure it works. It's the cup of pens for Brittany.
So Brittany, don't. That's the other thing, guys. We want you to know when you purchase an official Pussy Fart Gang cup of pens, we test them out for you to make sure they work.
Yeah.
We drink out of them. We put pens in them.
Yep. So I'm.
See if they can hold up a phone.
It's actually.
A cat.
This actually. Well, I already took pictures. I'm going to post this, but I sent them to Brittany. But I took pictures with Sebastian laying by the cup. So all your cups will have authentic cat hair. Well, half of the cups will have authentic Sebastian cat hair. And that.
I'll figure out something to rub on. Hello. On the ones I make.
Put some.
I'll pluck one of Preston's chest hairs and tape it to the side of every cup.
And just put it right in the middle, and it's a mystery. Yeah, don't drink out of these. But no, it's nice.
Oh no, these are not drinking cups.
And look what happened.
Unless it's alcohol.
I want to show you. I got out of my chair. And now the cat's sitting in my chair.
Oh good.
So, because he knows we're dying. Cats are. I love you. He was gonna walk on the laptop. Here, I'll just sit.
Yeah, because he's like, Mom, we need to get out of here.
Yeah, he probably.
Stop recording this fucking podcast. It's a 1-star podcast anyways, Mom. Just stop. We need to save ourselves.
I would love, he's walking on the keyboard. Maybe he acts like he doesn't know what he's doing when I'm awake, but he probably at night is going on giving him 1-star reviews. He like actually knows how to use the thing. He's like, and then to fake her out, when she's home, I'll just like lay on the laptop and I'm like, I'm just pressing random keys. But he's just he was reaching for the
help.
He was reaching for the laptop with his little, I swear to God, with his paw. That's when I had to grab him and say, hey, fat stuff, I love you. We're going to die together. No, we're going down like the Titanic. We're going to go down bumming people out.
I'm so stoked to find out how long it takes this guy to come over. Because I'm most excited for, like, your building manager calling. Ugh. Hey, Bobby, I'm sorry, man. This fucking dumb broad. You know, it's Shark Week. Who knows what's going on in there? She thinks, she's like, oh, I can't breathe. My eyes are bleeding. Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. She says some alarm's going off.
Just go throw some fucking batteries in her face. Yep. Get out of there before she, I don't know. Uses you as a tampon. I don't know how those things work.
Listen, again, I hate to bother you. It is a Monday.
Early morning, but working business hours.
Right. This broad says her skin is itchy.
Her eyes are sealing shut. I don't know.
And she says she feels like she's going to throw up. So, anyways.
She's obviously pregnant and on a period. I don't know.
I don't know how she managed to do both. Dumb whore.
Wendy just leaned forward to deliver that line.
Yeah. Well, and I also leaned forward because Sebastian's taking up all of my chair. I'm like just perched on the corner. I love you. He's just looking at, this is so sweet. Because cats know, like when they get sick, They hide.
Yeah, when a cat's gonna die, it'll like say bye to you. It'll like go and say bye to everybody and then just go die in the woods.
Oh, so that's what Sebastian.
So that's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, he's saying goodbye. He was trying to be in the podcast so he could say goodbye to all the listeners. Thanks, you guys have been great. And he just wants to be right by his mom when we die. He's like putting his ass. I first have to not sit in the chair. I'm gonna sit on the floor because he's taking up. Like, look at this. He's taking up the whole chair.
You fat idiot. he's so cute.
I know. He's such an asshole. He's whatever. So now I'm sitting on the ground. So here we go.
This is Blair Witch, the sitcom. The way both of us are just, oh, right in your pussy.
Oh, sorry.
Perfect.
Yeah,
great.
I tried to.
Thank you. No, leave it there. I'll just talk to
I want
your
it right,
crotch.
I want the shot of a dry pie. This is the Blair Witch podcast because now
you're
I'm like.
Dry. This is, look at this.
I'm like, take a screenshot of this.
There, I did it. I did it.
I mean, this is Blair Watch the. This is Blair Watch the Pod. It's like, da da.
Blair Watch the Pod.
Blair, watch the pod. Hey, Blair. Hey, Blair, stop being such a cunt. Where are you going? And now you're leaned out of the shot. This is. Oh, my God.
This week on Shark Week, the Blair Watch Pod. Starring Rob Riggle
as Blair.
Anthony Anderson as Watch. It's a buddy cop show.
Yep.
We turn everything into a buddy cop show.
I know. Well, we should do a buddy cop show with us, but instead of like Turner and Hooch, instead of with a dog, it's us and Sebastian, and he just.
And we're parasitic twins?
Yep. Yes. Yes. Where are we connected? We could be.
I mean, this is. Well, do you want to just do one of us as a head on the other?
Yeah, that's probably the easiest.
Because that's like a real parasitic twin.
Then
we're like, one of us is just a ball of teeth and hair growing out of the other one's shoulders.
Oh, my God, I just spit tea out. I also am high on gas fumes. But it was still funny.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank God. Thanks for that.
I just want to, like, because I did almost, like, I feel like a stoner laugh where I almost vomited my tea out.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why we were both laughing so hard 2 weeks ago when we recorded.
Yeah.
Because that's when it start. You've been slowly being poisoned for weeks.
I know. Yeah, this feels great. And then I got lights on. My fucking air conditioner light says check clean vent or whatever, or check filter, and I've cleaned that out a bunch of times. So I just have every like warning, clean this, fix this light in my part is on. And I fixed everything, and I put batteries in, and it's still on. So I'm like, well, maybe it's just
meant. And you're just on the floor.
I'm just on the floor. My cat took my only chair.
As you're dying, you're like, no, we must continue recording our one-star rated podcast. The world needs this.
We have to. This is dedication. You know, you may not think we're funny, but you can't say that we're not talking for a full hour.
I was going to say, trying? Because we're not doing
that.
Working? We're not doing that.
You can't say that we're not making noises into a microphone.
Yes, exactly. I don't even know if talking would be what you would call this.
This cat is just such an asshole, but I do love him. Okay. I want to hear about this floating thing. Let's stop talking about
I floated in water.
So how?
And I'm sunburned.
Yeah. So what?
Oh, and I'm covered in bruises. That's about it.
What?
Float trips are fun. The whole point of it is you just like get drunk on a river and just float down a river. But it's a river, so there's like trees and rocks. I'll send you a picture of the bottom of my shoes. The bottom of my feet are covered in bruises.
Yes. Wait a minute. Hold on. So you get on this raft. How many people are on the raft?
9. There were 9 of us. But you could do like, it would be super fun to do when you come here, but like we'll just go to the lake where it's free. Because it's like $40 a person.
Okay.
But it's like 6 hours. We went, it was 5 miles. You can do 10 miles or 5 miles.
Okay, so you get on this thing, and then why do you have bruises? Are you on a raft? Does the raft bump into shit and bruise you?
No. Yes, that could happen. No, I was in the water most of the time. But, like, you're in a river. So, like, a lot of it is just kind of mellow. But then every now and then you'll hit a spot where, like, there's a really strong current. Like, me and my friend are trying to swim against the current. And there's, like, no. There was no chance. Like, it was one of those things where, like, oh, like, this, if this, like, this would be scary.
Yeah.
If this was a situation where you're, like, I need to get, like, that's how people drown. But so the current's so strong, so it's just, like, you're, like, going down the river. And then there's, like, tree trunks and shit that you can't see under the water.
Ow, 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 ow. No.
So you just, like, bounce into shit.
I'm having.
But it was great.
I'm having pain in my feet. Like, my just thinking about it, in my feet and then in my pussy. You know when you see, like, yeah, this, like, I feel. I know.
And your pussy goes inside itself?
Yeah. My toes are curling up. My pussy's going inside of itself. So, wait. So, like, so are you tied to the raft somehow? So you get drunk and then you're like, we're drinking. What we should do is.
We didn't even get drunk. I mean, so some of the people we went with brought glass bottles, which makes sense. You aren't allowed to bring glass bottles.
I would assume not.
But, like, I get, like. Whatever. So the half of the beer was glass, so we didn't get to bring it. But the fine, and I totally get this, because, like, somebody throws a fucking glass, like, you're walking on, you would get very hurt. If there was glass at the bottom of that river and you stepped on a fucking glass bottle, like, that'd be a huge problem. So I totally get it. But the fine is, if they catch you with glass on the river, it's $100 per person. Per bottle.
Oh, shit.
So if we had glass and they found one bottle, it would have been $900 for one glass bottle.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? But, I mean, that's good because otherwise people are assholes and will totally break that rule and bring glass bottles. But if you make it that much money.
Right. Or they just.
Like, I'm covered in bruises, not gaping. Bleedy wounds.
Right. Or, well, either that, or they do, like, what your friends did, is, like, fuck, you guys were bringing glass bottles anyway, and then they see someone who could write you a ticket, and they're like, quick, throw it in the river so they know and finds it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, but obviously people don't follow the rules. It doesn't deter people, because people are still breaking the rules. They're just willing to hide it.
I mean, we didn't bring glass.
Oh, but the other people did.
No, we left it in their car.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you brought it on the boat with you.
Oh, no.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah. I misheard
We're not friggin' rule breakers.
I misheard that. I thought they were just like, yeah. So we brought one bottle just to.
And so we were just going, just smashing beer bottles everywhere. Why am I covered in bruises?
It's weird. I don't understand.
It's so weird. But so we didn't really get drunk because we didn't have enough beer.
That's nice.
Between nine of us to get drunk.
Plus, I wouldn't think that, because there.
And it was also 6 hours, and I was, like, swimming against a current.
Right.
So I physically was, I think I probably had, like, five beers over a six-hour period.
Yeah. And then you probably, well, not, and you can't really get, and beer you pee, and you're peeing in the river. So you're constantly.
It was great. I was just constantly peeing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think I saw a snake, and I got really scared, but it also might have just been a stick. I don't like water, snakes in water. No, thank you.
Where did you see it?
In the water. What are you talking about? In the river.
Oh, no, I thought maybe, like, well, I don't know if you saw it, like, on the shore bank, or maybe.
No, like
you,
it was, like, in the water.
But you just saw, like, a quick out of the side of your eye and thought it was a snake?
No, I was, like, next. I was, like, close to it, and then I thought it moved. Our friend's son was, like, that was a stick, and I was, like, fuck you. But it probably was a stick. It was probably a stick. And I just got very scared. I don't like sea serpents.
No, it's creepy. Ugh.
Or river serpents.
No, it's gross. A river snake?
Water serpents. Ugh. No thanks.
No. I think like an eel. Those are creepy.
Someone said something about leeches, but I don't think there's really leeches.
Oh, my God. Now that made my pussy go in my body.
I know.
To the point where
I would have died. I would have died. If I got a leech on me, I would be dead. I'd be dead.
That's like in Stand By Me. I always think about that
movie. I'm shaking. I am shaking the concept of a leech.
No, it's freaking me out. It is. I'm freaked out and I'm not in water.
Well, you will be in 2 weeks.
Yep.
At the lake.
I'm so.
There's no leeches.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're going to be in a pool.
We're going to be covered in leeches.
That's the.
No, we're going to the lake.
I know, but. Now I don't want to get in the water.
You just got so scared.
Are there? Well, but if they're leeches, you've never been covered in leeches.
No, there's no leeches. It's covered in leeches. Oh, my God. That just made me like, ugh.
I know my whole.
You didn't even say you've never, like, what, got a leech?
Yeah, I've never had a leech on my body.
They don't bite you.
I know. They suck your blood.
Wow. Yuck. But you said you chose covered.
Yeah.
You chose, you've never been covered in leeches is the way you chose to word that.
Well, yeah, that's because that's when I hear leech, I imagine like, oh, we're going for a swim. And then you get out of the water and it's like nighttime. And
stand by me. And then there's leeches on my balls.
Yeah. And then just your whole lower body's covered in leeches. I'm grossed out and so high that
there's no leeches.
Imagining it. I'm having phantom leech.
Phantom leech.
Yeah, phantom leech pain.
God. Now I want to watch Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
I'm having phantom leech pain. What? I just keep hallucinating that a British man is talking to me about chandeliers. That's a terrible joke.
Now I'm going to I'm definitely going on YouTube.
Oh, to watch all that?
Old episodes.
Well, there's that, but there's a new show on, and I don't want to shock anyone, CNBC. And it's this guy, I forget his name, but he is on Squawk Box and stuff like that in the morning, but he's an CNBC contributor, and he's their, like, wealth expert or something stupid like that. But he hosts a show where it's, like, the secret lives of the ultra-wealthy, which is essentially the same thing as Robin.
Yeah, and that's the same thing.
It's so interesting. I do love watching it, but a lot of it, so you'll watch this really cool shit, but a lot of, like, the homes, and they show you this stuff. And I'm sure Robin Leach's show may have been the same, I don't remember, but as a kid, you don't remember. But as you get older, you're like, oh, everything is a fucking advertisement for something. So they show all this opulent, like, stuff in this home, and they'll be like, and this is the real estate broker who's like, he's like, yeah, we're on the market for however many millions of dollars, and then there's a note where it's like, that was reduced to half the price. So essentially, they're just showing you shit to be like, and for the low, low price of.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all just an advertisement for products.
Yeah, that's all anything is.
I know.
Oh, speaking of rich people, we went to a rich people's house. A rich people's. We've got to be coming up on an hour over at this point.
Oh, we are.
So we went to a quote-unquote rich people's house. I'm just rocking with it at this point.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this is not my opinion. I think this is a fact. If you are rich, but you have a community pool and not a pool in your backyard, you're not that rich.
Correct.
And you're doing it wrong. You're being a rich person wrong. I went to a rich people house, and I had to go to a community pool.
What?
Thank you. Gross.
So gross. So they're not rich.
Exactly. They're very poor. I should probably give them those 10 tokens from that woman.
Yeah. Was it like a gated community thing where they live in one of those gated communities and then there's the pool for everybody?
Some houses had pools. It was on a golf course.
Oh.
So I guess it's like you're like one of those dumb rich people where you're like, I like golfing.
Yeah.
And that's more important to you than a body of water, which is obviously the wrong opinion to have.
Oh, yeah.
There.
That's the wrong opinion, the wrong decision. Well, my mom and stepdad. Oh, if anyone wants to see where my mom and stepdad live, follow OJ Simpson on Twitter, because he is their neighbor and he's on Twitter now and he's constantly posting videos from his home and on the golf course. They live in the same neighborhood in Summerlin, in Nevada, right outside of Vegas, and so they're on a golf course. And there's the same thing where there's a community pool in this huge gated community, but then they also have their own pool, which is nice. But if you want to check out where my parents live, follow OJ. It's so. I mean, I don't follow him because he's a murderer.
Yeah, because he's a definite, for sure, murderer.
But his videos get, like, posted, you know, like, it's because it's get a lot of views, so people, like, will retweet it that I follow, and it's creepy because I'm like, oh, God. He just drives around the...
Just your mom just having a glass of Chardonnay with O.J. Simpson.
I would love it. He just rides through the neighborhood in his Bentley and leans out the window and waves. It was so cool when I saw him, and I know he's a killer, and I shouldn't be excited, but it was pretty dope. I was on a power walk. And she's like, there's this Bentley. And I'm like, shut the fuck. Because I assume, I'm like, oh, just, you're a liar. This Bentley comes around and he leans way across. And he's like, morning, ladies. And I was like, this is the best day of my life.
He could kill me someday.
I wish.
I don't know what I would do if I saw him or met him. I would just be weird.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, this is so weird.
Because he's a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're like a definite murderer, but people are like, it's OJ. It's so weird.
It is weird because I had the same, because he's a for sure murderer, and I had the same thought where I would see him and be like, want to, you know, say something shitty, but when he, but it doesn't.
I don't think I'd say anything shitty. I would just be like, I don't know. Let's go. Let's go hang out with OJ and test our moral fiber and see how we react.
Yeah. Well, it is weird because I had the weirdest, where I had this response, the same where I was kind of, but I'm like, he's not going to get out and like just start stabbing us. But to know that, like, this is a person that 100% definitely murdered his wife,
yeah,
the mother of his children, and the dude she
well,
was.
Well, his children were asleep in the house.
Like, he brutally murdered them and then didn't give a shit. And then, way later, wrote a book called If I Did It.
Yeah. I know.
And when I saw him, I was excited because I was like.
What?
Yeah. It's the only thing that makes, it wasn't a dry pie then.
This dry pie.
It's the only thing that really puts a little fucking sauce on this dry pie. It's seeing O.J. Simpson in person. It's very weird how your body reacts to certain things. Leeches, my body crawls inside of itself.
O.J. Simpson?
A murderer, plus open like a flower. Dripping all over the place.
Ugh, open like a flower.
I am huffing gas right now.
What is wrong with you? Are you a mom in the 1950s explaining her daughter's vagina to her?
Yes. Sebastian is now on the floor next to me. I think he knows that we're like losing oxygen.
Dying?
Yeah, because he's being very needy.
He's always needy. You're just now, you're full of shit.
Kitty. Okay, now I'm talking to the cat, so now it's off the rails. Yeah, it's been.
Oh yeah, it was really going well when we started.
I know it's been well. Okay, so let's see. Brittany and Joy, your mugs are going, and I'm gonna mail them today, as soon as I find out how long I have to live. I'll go do that now because I want to be here because I don't trust these fucking people.
No, I don't. I think you need to be there.
Because he's going to just show up and not do anything.
Yeah. I think you need to be there.
So I'm going
to
sit in my apartment.
I don't trust that they're going to fix this carbon monoxide leak. So what I'm going to do is sit in my carbon monoxide filled apartment and wait.
And I can't turn on the AC. So I just have to sit here in 90 degree heat with carbon monoxide. Damn it. You know what I mean.
At least you'll die peacefully.
Yeah, just I'll die. And I'm going to use Sharpies to decorate more mugs. So I'm just like huffing. Whatever.
Don't use the Sharpie. Run to CVS and get those really thick, really smelly, chemical-y ones.
Yeah.
The permanent markers. Go get those.
I might.
That have like mercury in them.
I think you're thinking of tuna fish. Every cup of pens comes with one of our boyfriend's hair and a little...
in a can of tuna fish.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out. This brand new day with the Pussy Podcast.